You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Welcome to What's New in iOS 11. I am Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymouse. In this particular podcast, I'm going to be covering some of the new features that you can find in iOS 11. In this cast, I'm going to be discussing about the new Siri More Natural Voices that they introduced to Siri. Also, I'm going to expand on that, show you some of the new Siri commands that comes along with that, includes the translations and how it incorporates more of the intelligent talking with Siri. Also, I'm going to talk to you about Apple Music, some of the new features in there where you can share music and playlists with your friends. You can add your friends to the list to discuss about. We also are going to talk about the one-handed keyboard, so you can be a left or right-handed person to use this. I am also going to show you the new podcast app. It has got some redesign, just kind of show you the highlights and what's in and out of the new podcast file. And lastly, we're going to be talking about what new features you can find in Notes. So let's get to it. Siri gets a more natural sounding voice. You probably heard it in the WWDC. The two voices, the male and female voices in iOS 11 does sound different than iOS 10 and older. You're going to hear some differences. I believe the male voices, this is more obvious and clearer than the female, but nonetheless, they were both improved. So I'm going to give you an example of what they sound like here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you the female voice, then the male voice in iOS 11, and then I'm going to show you the female voice and the male voice and iOS 10. So, here we go. What's the weather like outside?
It's currently partly cloudy and 73 degrees in Lee's Summit. Expect mostly cloudy skies starting in the evening. Temperatures are heading down from 73 this evening to 68 tonight.
What's the weather like outside?
It's currently partly cloudy and 73 degrees in Lee's Summit. Expect mostly cloudy skies starting in the evening. Temperatures are heading down from 73 this evening to 68 tonight.
What's the weather like outside?
It's currently partly cloudy and 73 degrees in Lee's Summit. Expect cloudy skies starting tonight. Temperatures are heading down from 73 this evening to 68 tonight.
What's the weather like outside?
It's currently cloudy and 73 degrees in Lee's Summit. Temperatures are heading down from 73 this evening to 68 tonight.
Okay, so there you have it. You can hear the differences between the iOS 11, which were the first two. So we had the female, the male, and then followed by the iOS 10. Obviously, you can hear quite a bit of differences in the voice, how it sounds. It's much more natural, and I really like that quite a bit. So that is the new Siri Natural Voices. Siri has gotten some new improvement, enhancement, as what she'll say and speak to you about. Let me give you a few examples. There are many, many cool things you can do in here. One of the things that was featured in the WWDC is more of an interactive with Siri without having to call her up duplicate times. So, for example, I'm going to ask Siri about something. So let's try this. Who is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger is an Austrian-American actor, producer, businessman, investor, author, philanthropist, activist, politician, and former professional bodybuilder who holds both Austrian and American citizenship. Would you like to hear more?
How old is he?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is 70.
Okay, so you can kind of see there's a new improvement that asks me if there's anything more that I want to ask. Now, it is kind of limited. It is, it's all right, but I want to let you know that the feature is there. The other new big thing that they made a big deal at the WWDC is the translation. Yes, we had some minor translation, but this is much improved translation. Unfortunately, this is very scarce in what country supports this right now. I believe it's just for the United States. Going to a certain language like French, Chinese, Spanish, and things like that. However, you can't go back to English. So that it's a work in progress. So let me show you an example. If I were to say, how do I say good morning in French?
In French, good morning is
bonjour.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and swipe down here and show you the screen.
Translation, heading.
And what's on here is what's going to be seen by the person you're trying to communicate.
English.
All right, so it's English.
Good morning.
Good morning.
French.
French.
Play button.
I can hit the play button so you can hear it say it again. I'll double tap.
Bonjour.
You can double tap that. Go to the right.
Bonjour.
Mm-hmm.
Help button.
Now, what I want to tell you about is that on this screen, it's actually showing the French word. So they can actually look at your screen and see the French word. So if I ask in Chinese, it's going to show up in Chinese. Now, obviously, when I do it with voiceover, it's going to look kind of weird or sound weird. So let's just say, let's go ahead and do here. How do I say, where is the bathroom located in Chinese?
In Mandarin, where is the bathroom located is?
洗手间在哪?
All right, so if I go up to the screen.
Translation, heading.
Mm-hmm.
English.
Okay.
Where is the bathroom located?
So at my version, what I said, now see what the Chinese version is.
Chinese, simplified.
It's simplified Chinese.
CJK Unified Ideograph 95F4.
So it's in graphics there. That means it's in Chinese. So you can actually show this to someone that speaks in Chinese, and they'll be able to read it. You can also have it replay back to you.
Play button.
There's that play button again. So I'll do that again.
洗手间在哪?
So that is the new translation and what they were trying to make a bigger deal out of than what you had it in the past. So there are some Siri improvements. There are some other cool things. I will tell you that it's a work in progress, but one of the cool things I found about identifying music is I can actually say, who's the drummer for this band? And they'll listen to the song and it'll tell me who the drummer is. So you can obviously, there's so much more into this that I can do it in a single podcast, but so some of the features I would like to show you of the Siri improvements. All right, there is a new one-handed keyboard. This is pretty cool. Yes, this is coming in handy. Yes, I could use Siri to do text and it will probably be easier. I agree. However, there's times that I want to just do typing it out because a lot of times the Siri doesn't understand a lot of my wording, so sometimes I just end up texting. However, if you're on a walk and you got two hands, you got one hand being used like a cane or with your dog or whatever have not, and you need to use one hand to do the keyboard, this is a great new feature. Anywhere you do a text field, I'm going to use message for this example, so I'm going to go to my message app.
Messages.
Okay, open it, double tap.
Messages.
And button. I'm going to go to the compose.
Compose.
Button. Top right. Double tap.
Two. Text field.
I'm not going to worry about to whom. I'm going to go down to the actual message itself. So let's
send.
Find it.
Dimmed. Button. Message. Text field.
There's the message. Double tap.
Double tap
there.
Use the rote insertion point.
Okay,
then.
So the
message.
Keyboard pops up. So the keyboard is flat out across. You know, you got the QWERTY keyboard from the left side of the screen to the right side of the screen. Check this out. Right by the keyboard button, and that's a second button to from the left. So at the bottom left is the more letters and more numbers, and next to that is the keyboard. If you do a 3D press on it, I'm going to show you this.
Next keyboard, English, US.
I'm going to do a 3D press. All right, so I just did a 3D press on that.
Dismiss pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
80% battery power.
All right.
Dismiss pop-up. Keyboard settings.
All right, so you get the typical keyboard settings. So if you got different keyboards.
Selected, English, US.
Mm-hmm.
Emoji.
You can do emoji, right? Now, keep going to the right.
Left-handed layout.
Aha. Uh-huh. Left-handed layout.
Selected. Default layout.
Default.
Button. Right-handed layout.
Or button. Right-handed layout. If you tap the right-handed layout, it'd be great for your thumb. So your right thumb is on the screen. So the screen, what happens is your keyboard gets scrunched to the right side of the screen, and you don't have to move your thumb all that far to go all the way across to find the letter A and the Q. They'll scrunch it right to the first half of it on the right side, and it makes it the navigability so much faster, so I can go and find the Q&A very easy without, you know how it is when you got an iPhone's Plus of some sort, it's so huge, and you're trying to get your thumb way over there by one finger, you can't do it. Now you can. So you can do the right-handed or the left-handed. If you're left-handed and you want to do it with your left thumb, you can just put the left-hand mode on, and then everything's scrunched to the left side. So you can now, you have all the keys squished to the left side, and it makes typing so much easier and faster by using just one finger, so mostly your thumb will be doing the work. But I wanted to show you this new feature. It's called the one-handed keyboard. Awesome. Timer got received a very small update. I'm going to show you something in Timer, which has been way overdue, and I'm glad that they insert this. It's a very small feature, so I'm just going to show you very quickly. I'm going to go to my control center and go over to Timer.
Timer.
Button. You can always say to Siri, open Timer, or you can go to your clock app or whatever, have not, whatever you want to get to the timer. So I go to the timer, double tap that.
Clock. I'm going to show you timer. Something. Heading.
Okay.
0 hours. Picker item.
You can now
adjustable.
Do...
2 of 24.
Before, we can always do hours and minutes.
15 minutes.
Picker item. Minutes. Now what you can do, which is really cool, you can add seconds.
0 seconds. Picker item. Adjustable.
Two at last, you can add seconds to your timer. This is great when I'm doing cooking with my microwave. I need to do something for 1 minute and 30 seconds. It does 1 minute and 30 seconds now. So adding the second, I know that sounds crazy and that I'm doing a podcast on it, but it is a small little feature that is a big leap for Timer. And so I wanted to show you that to you in Timer. You can now include seconds. You'll also notice that the podcast app has gotten a major revamp, as the design is totally different than what we had in iOS 10. I think for the most part, it's much better. It's a lot cleaner. And for those beginners that are looking for a podcast app to use, the podcast app that comes with your phone is a pretty decent little podcast app. So let's go ahead and look at the podcast app. I'm just going to show you some of the highlights here.
Podcasts. Double tap to
open it up.
Podcasts. Search. Heading.
So the first thing you're going to notice are the tabs are different towards the bottom. So at the bottom left.
Listen now. Tab. 1 of 4.
It's a listen now.
Library.
Tab. Library.
2 of browse.
Tab. Browse.
Selected. Search.
And tab. Search. So those have changed. So basically the.
Listen now. Tab.
Listen now. 1 of 4. At the bottom left. Is now all the new podcasts that have come through. So I'm going to show you just an example here.
Listen now. Heading.
And go to the right.
Today, enjoy a virtual world of scouting with Scout Legend for iOS. In this podcast, Abby introduces us to Scout Legend, an iOS game for people who enjoy the world of scouting, hiking, fishing, camping in scout uniform dress, up and would like to have fun playing together and unite into scout units. To start, you need to choose a character to play, then make your scout eat every day so you never get hungry and keep your energy level at 30. You earn points for eating if you eat at least 1 hour after the previous eating. Another way to earn points is by scout actions. There are many choices of camping food and scout actions to choose from. Eat every day to make sure your scout is not hungry, mad or sick. This is the goal of Scout Legend. Button.
Okay, so that is an AppleViz podcast that just came out recently. So you'll get all the podcasts that you subscribe, and all the new shows up under this area now. So I really like that.
Selected. Listen now.
Much cleaner. So if you go to the right.
Library. Tab.
To the library. Let's just show you all the things you want. So for example, let's go to the top here.
Library. Heading.
And go to the right.
Edit. Button.
Mm-hmm.
Shows. Button.
You can now select the shows.
Episodes.
Episodes button. Only. So let's go to the shows, for example.
Shows. Button. Shows. Mm-hmm. Library.
Back and then
button.
I go to the right.
Shows. Head. Edit. Button. AppleViz podcast. One episode. Button.
This tells you what you're subscribed to. So AppleViz is on here. So if you just double
AppleViz
tap on that.
Back button.
And then I'll show you the recent podcast on that. Or you can just go to the episode button and check all the new things in episodes.
Listen. Selected. Library.
Okay.
Tab. 2 of
so
4.
So this
library.
Basically
heading.
There. And then
browse. Tab.
The browse has changed.
Browse. Tab.
I'll show you an example.
Browse. Featured. Apple Keynotes. HD. Watch the keynote. But featured. The Nerdist. New audio. Featured walking the floor with Chris.
So they have all these features things. Now before you had the top rated podcast. Now it's going to show you the featured podcast, which I kind of like, but they still have the other options. So towards the bottom here.
Listen now. All categories. Button.
You have all the categories if you're interested in that.
Providers. Button.
Got providers.
Top charts. Button.
Top charts like you wanted before.
Featured. Button.
And then obviously the features up above. So that's pretty much the podcast app. It has got a new, cleaner, redefined. It's a little simpler to use. And I think it's a wonderful update for something that's very basic using. So kudos to Apple. So that is the brand new podcast app. The Notes app got some improvements. There are some new things in the notes. I thought it was just enough that I wanted to make it presentable in my podcast. There are a few things I want to note to you and show you what are new. I think the Notes app is becoming more and more mature, which I'm starting to like more and more as I use it. And the further the iOS, the more the improvements they put into it. So it's really cool. So let's go to the Notes.
Notes.
Go ahead and double tap and open that.
Notes. Folders. Back button.
So I'm going to go to the right here. I'm going to show you a couple of things.
Notes. Heading. Edit. Dimmed. Search. Search. Attachment browser. Button. New note. Button.
Okay. We're going to make a new note.
New note. Dim. Note. Text field.
Design. I'm going to show you what are new.
Add table. Button.
You can add.
Double tap to add a table to the.
You can add a table now. That was not there before. You can add tables, which is going to be really useful. If you like to use tables so you can have rows and columns in your notes, that is a new feature. And.
Text styles. Button.
You have the text styles.
Text style.
Yes, we had some text styles before, but these are even more enhanced. Let me show you.
Text node. Text field. Title.
And I'm going button. To right.
Heading. Button. Selected. Body. Mono spaced. Button.
So you had body before. Now you got mono.
High text styles menu. Button. Bold. Button. Italic. Underline. Strike through. Button. Dashed list. Button. Numbered list. Button. Bulleted list. Button. Outdent. Dim. Indent. Dim, indent, dim.
So button. Those are the new text styles. There are a few things that were in there before. It just seems to be more simplified. It's all in one place, so it's not so hard to find, and you had to bury it down. It's right there, so it's pretty kind of cool that they put that there. All right,
folders.
So let's go
notes,
back here.
Heading, edit, dim, search, attachment browser, button, new note, button, no notes, new note,
let's
button.
Do it again.
New note,
dim, I'm gonna show you something
text,
here.
Add table, text styles. Checklist off.
I'm going to show you something
double tap
here.
The insert button.
The insert is new. Now, you know, when I first saw this, I was getting pretty excited, but I want to put the rumors down to a rest. If you heard anything about, I'll show you. I'm going to do an insert.
Insert alert. Scan documents button.
Scan document. People were freaking out. So was I. I thought, oh my goodness. We can actually scan a document and do an OCR right up from the notes. Not so. What it does basically is just a very elementary scan. So yes, I can take a picture of a document, but what that does, it only attaches it as an image. So you cannot do an OCR on it, nor does it do OCR. So that I want to show you is new, but that is a feature you can use. You can scan something and write a note, say, hey, this is my driver's license or this is my utility bill. I suppose in those aspects, they could be useful if you ever need to store somewhere. And if somebody needs to see something, you can just pull it up and there's an image of something. So you can use your creative imagination what you can do with it. But those are the very few things that you can see in notes. But I thought that they were big enough, I wanted to present it to you. So that is the new Notes app. Well, there you have it. Those are the highlights that I have presented to you. Obviously, there's much, much more in iOS 11 for you to find out on your own. There's a variety of podcasts that I have covered what's new in iOS 11. Be sure to check them out. And there are going to be many, many little things you will find in iOS 11. And there's just lots and lots of them. And I'm just not able to cover everything. But I just wanted to at least give you some of the highlights that I think was prudent and informative that the people would like to hear for themselves. So again, my name is Thomas Donville, also Nana Mouse, and that's going to do for what's new in iOS 11 for this podcast. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.